Welcome everyone. Today's topic is MICE and the hospitality business. In the corporate sector, people are traveling for entirely new reasons. Reasons hitherto not known to people. I mean, whole range of activities that are popularly called MICE in tourism. MICE stands for what? Meetings, incentives, conventions, expositions, exhibitions, the four most important aspects of business tourism. MICE in particular generates a lot of revenue within the hotel industry and the airline industry. A business traveler is one of the most demanding lot. He's more demanding than a leisure traveler. He has no time. He's definitely not the cheapest. Not worried about costs because he's not paying. It's paid by the business. Sometimes he or she decides last minute that we are going to go. No time to spare. Needs comfort. Needs during and after flights, they need various different things. Need of the business traveler is what? Speed and choice. Time is important. So flexibility to change flights, accommodations, travel plans to suit his or her needs at the last minute. So speed and choice is one. Reliability. It should be reliable. Most important. Delays in flights is not acceptable, cancellations are not acceptable, mismanagement can lead to a deal lost, needs the comfort and the prestige. Ultimate comfort to reach your destination, complete control. Needs information. Going on a business deal, it's important. I mean, have constant contact with the company concerned. Also important to be in touch with the latest business news, developments. Geopolitical issues, needs credit, access to credit is also required, needs secretarial facilities, fixing of business appointments. These are all needs which are there in MICE. MICE, organizer, have to keep in mind these features to cater to specific requirements of these class of travelers. Ensure total quality service, quality service and delivery systems during the entire MICE summit. More and more business travelers are flying today, from junior executives to gold trotters. They are all on strategic assignments. The expectation of a MICE business traveler tends to be higher than those of an average leisure tourist. Why? Because they are more experienced, they travel more. They have more comprehensive understanding of general standards of the tourism and hospitality industries. They are often traveled, they are knowledgeable, they have higher budgets than a leisure traveler, they have monetary worth as a business traveler, and a lot of the services, and therefore airlines and hotels have understood this, and a lot of the services designed in city hotels and in airlines are, you know, moved towards that aspect. So what is the difference between a business tourist and a leisure tourist? And this chart would give it to you very clearly and simply. A business tourist never chooses his destination. The business chooses the destination for him. Leisure tourist always decides the destination. Business tourist, shorter duration trips to the point. Longer trips for a leisure tourist. Trip planning can vary if he's coming for a conference or an exhibition, then it's a longer planning period. If it's for a business meeting, it's a quicker and shorter planning period. And leisure tourist planning period is normally medium when they decide to go for this. He's a consumer of services. He uses services. And the leisure tourist is both a consumer and a customer of the services. He's a business tourist is usually more demanding, more experienced because it's more demanding because of that. Travels relatively frequently, is very frequent traveler, and less budget conscious. There is a strong link between leisure and business tourism. It's a simple thing. I've come for a particular meeting or a conference, when my conference is over, I need some leisure, I need to relax as a business traveler. So I'll be eating out at restaurants, I'll be drinking in bars or watching a performance, I'll be doing something. When my business is over, so if I have come for a two-day meeting, I may extend my stay to 4 days and choose to I have a couple of days for leisure tourism. I often bring my partner with me because I'm traveling work most often. So when I'm working, my partner becomes a tourist, a leisure tourist. And pre and post conference tours and excursions are common in this business. Most common sites for a MICE event is a hotel. Hotel provides facilities, space, function room, food, accommodation. Hotels also provide various services like secretarial services, business centers, internet services. Hospitality and tourism industry is a multi-faced industry, not only in terms of components, but also in terms of activities. Components include hotels, resorts, airlines, and road tourism, cruise, travel agents, tour operators, tourism boards, bureaus. Activities involve sightseeing, pilgrimages, health visits, adventure, travel. Now, a very important activity, which is also MICE. Hotel facilities, services for MICE activity, 24-hour concierge and room service. Laundry, dry cleaning, pricing, underground parking, garage, business center, catering and banquet services, car rental, transfers, concert and theater tickets, reservations, which the concierge would do. Wi-Fi, luggage storage, spa, doctor, non-smoking lounges, babysitter, because if I'm traveling with family, I need a babysitter if I have a baby. Travel desks, ATMs, lawns, wireless and internet connectivity, not only in the room, but also in public areas. Possibility of using the business center for sending fax or other aspects. Nowadays, fax is not that important. Emails are sent. Discounted phone calls if I need that. Secretarial services. Early check-in or late check-out. In view of the recorded and anticipated growth of meetings, incentives, conventions, and exhibitions, that is MICE, there is some concern within the industry of the adequacy of MICE infrastructure, both now and in the future. There are also consistent definitions for occupancy dates of meeting rooms and exhibition halls. As such, major capital investment required for MICE infrastructure. It should also generate economic gains for the whole society, or else investment from the public sector would be difficult. This brings us back to the issue of planning. Accommodation becomes a very important issue for tourism industry and for the emerging MICE center. Meetings are no less an important component of MICE marketing mix. Because the smaller size of meetings can be held at particularly anywhere, every hotel, resort, club. So in this scenario, what it does is off season in for ordinary tourists, leisure tourists, can be best time for MICE tourism. For convention, the star hotel categories provide great, good infrastructure. Low budget meetings and convention guest houses and other players in the informal sectors are useful. Transport. The main concern for the industry regarding empty airline seats, lesser volumes in certain sectors going empty, can be rectified if tourism industry makes it a point to promote MICE in a big way. MICE continues throughout the year. Airlines can really benefit by selling themselves in the lean season to business travelers. All the other services that are in use when tourism season is on can be used in off-season during MICE. MICE person just doesn't only go for business. They have time and does other things also. So practically restaurants, eateries, shopping galleries, all those come into effect. And if they're traveling from one country to another, shopping becomes an important part of MICE also. Small time also benefit for it. Major players in MICE. These are decision makers who hold these activities. MICE clients are mainly associations, non-profit professionals, trade or industry organizations formed by their members, ASCOM, CII, PICI, RAI, FHRAI, NSEI, corporations, companies, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial or business organizations, event planners, professional agents hired or organizations plan their business activities, EBMs, FICI. Major suppliers include FICI, promotes trade and commerce of the country, CII, organization, government promotes MICE activities to attendees and clients, regulatory, supporting MICE clients and other suppliers, airlines, cruise liners, venues, spaces where MICE activities can be held, convention exhibition centers, Specific, they are built only specifically for MICE activities. Hotel ballrooms, conference rooms, meeting rooms, alternative venues include castles and heritage homes, restaurants. MICE activities at times can even be used in as venues. Accommodation, hotels, motels, hostels, professional convention organizations, also known as professional congress or conference organizations in some countries. Help international convention of kinds. Take care of the professional planning, organization, and management of conventions, including bank account setup, delivery, and site selection. Destination management companies take care of MICE clients as they reach their destination cities. Entertainment, including performers, venues, and performances, which are part of program of MICE activities. Technical special. This supports MICE activities by providing professional technology equipment, audiovisual equipment, sound system, lighting, intermediaries. We'll make to various services to our travel agencies, car, work, travel. Government organization, very important. Public organization, the agencies, departments at different level, national, state, local municipals, municipalities, NTDC, ITDC, IRT, CTC, convention industries, associations, whose numbers, organizations whose numbers are from the industries, include clients, suppliers, for example, CA, International Convention of Congress Association, commercial sponsors, companies and corporates who provide funding or resources. For the MICE activities in return, example, IPL, Marathon, Cycle Rally, Business Standard, ICPB, India's Convention Promotional Bureau. MICE tourism can also include participants of training sessions, AGMs, residential conferences, associate meetings, seminars, symposiums, sales promotions, product launches, staff picnics, press conferences, road shows, interviews, presentations, brainstorming sessions. The following organizations are good business travel prospects. Manufacturing and pharmaceutical companies. They do a lot of promotional activities, doctors' conferences, doctors' conventions, insurance companies, consulting firms, legal firms, universities and institutions where they go for their own promotions in different areas, sales promotion agencies, wholesale distributors, you have a lot of these wholesale distributor conventions. Local sales offices, large companies, import-export firms, clubs and associations, sports events, travel and tourism expos. All these organizations can be international, regional, national, local levels. They all need facilities for annual conference, meeting, sales promotion, training program, award-giving ceremonies, exhibitions, business meetings, monthly meetings, etc., etc., etc. Devising marketing plan for MICE. Both domestic and international conferences and conventions. Small meetings, training courses, seminars, workshops, as well as large conferences and conventions. Very special type of tourism throughout the world. You can lure MICE tourism by tie-ups with airlines in convention centers by offering special rates for business travelers as a hotel. Day trips and sightseeing arrangements, etc. can also be offered as incentive for MICE tourists as additional benefits, and they can also be a part of much valued repeat patronage. Marketing procedures should start with determining the break-even attendance figures. So when you're planning a MICE event, a major convention, your break-even attendance figure is the minimum number of paying attendees which you require, or you will lose money as a agency. If it's supposed to generate profit, you need to have more attendees. The minimum number of attendees is a must. Very least, create enough revenue to cover expenses. A marketing plan should be very clear, concise, understand the goals, objectives, marketing and promotion of the convention. Identify your target market. The sponsor must decide who they want to attend the event. They must develop appropriate marketing and promotional strategies. For example, if a target market is the upper segment, a different strategy has to be undertaken in comparison to the low-end market. marketing strategy most often uses the transfer of information regarding meeting, conveyance, expectation in direct mail. It is the most effective. Direct mail is point-to-point in touch. Most common methods and things people most often respond to are brochures, invitations, and personal letters. Direct mailing tends to yield the best result for money spent. Secondary marketing activities, which is more expensive, is advertisements in trade journals, magazines, flyers, paid endorsements, telephone calls, or word of mouth. They may not be cost effective, but they may be required in terms of certain aspects which you are choosing to do. Then you have to choose the marketing strategy very clearly. Your target audience may require a large quantity of mail every year. You may get large drain. So you have to design an eye-catching mailer which attracts them, which gets their attention, which speaks to them and communicates properly. Once that is determined, you must have a timetable in mind. How much time does each activity needs to be implemented? Timing may be everything. Annual conference appears in the previous year's program. First suggestion, annual conference should appear in the previous year's program. How much lead time does each strategy require? For instance, for a brochure or for a marketing video or a commercial, you may require more time. It may take months. Portal and travel agency looking for attracting business travel is essential to have appropriate company identity. You should be recognizable. You should have a professional image. Your logo, your business cards, appearance of the agency, hotel staff, image of the organization is very essential. A travel agency, it is essential to know everything about the client. So what products are manufactured? What services does the company offer? What are the locations of the manufacturing plant, executive stores? Everything. Very, very important. Increasing business travel revenue is the job of the manager or marketing manager. Knowledge and application of marketing skills is necessary in this regard. One needs to investigate in the corporate houses, industries and offices, prospects of clients. You have to identify your clients in your area of operation. Find out total business, numbers of likely frequent travelers, most likely travel destination, line of existing travel arrangements. Visit each company telephonically, speak to them, make appropriate appointments, meet the right person, pitch the right idea. One, you should be prepared with all details. You have to create confidence in your customer care, your service, and if necessary, add value to your products and services. It's a very different level. Both MICE and tourism are connected in an interesting manner. Tourism gets developed and MICE gets developed. MICE gets developed and tourism gets developed. It goes hand in hand. Both benefit. The host property which hosts the event is providing the facilities, services which are needed to assist the execution of the meetings, conference, convention, expositions. In the past, it was only thought of the boarding and lodging. Today, host property is much more interestingly involved. It provides various services and it's involved in the overall planning, execution of the meeting, helping of the design of the marketing program. Because the name of the host property also gets associated with these events. Assisting up, planning theme parties, sporting events, training new, making new planners, meeting planners. So they are intrinsically involved, they're both involved. Number of different types of convention centers have emerged. One of these is the executive center designed to handle the specialized requirement of top corporate management. Another type is the corporate convention center, used primarily for a company for in-house use, although sometimes this type of center will be rented out to others. Third type of non-profit centers, usually part of university campuses, emphasis is on adult continuing education. First category is the resort conference center, at which there is now more emphasis on recreation than is typical of the other three types. In order to successfully market and promote a convention or an event, the sponsoring organization must determine their breakup event audience figures, develop a marketing plan, make a timetable, implement the program, evaluate the program, and make corrective measures if required. Timetable for marketing of an annual meeting suggests a professional convention and meeting association, New York, suggested by them. Is 52 weeks before the event is the best time to announce the date and location of the event. 24 to 36 weeks before the event to send out the first set of press releases. If budget permits, the second mailing of press release should follow with any key pieces of information such as keynote, speakers, educational seminars, and so on. 24 weeks before the event is the time to start advertising in key industrial publications. 18 to 24 weeks prior to the event, mail a second round of brochures on the target population, including registration and transportation information. 14 weeks before the date of the event, mail a second round of brochures to your targeted audience. 8 to 12 weeks before the event, mail a final reminder of your targeted audience. 2 to 6 weeks in advance of the conference meeting explosion, send out badges, final programs, and any other promotional piece that attendees should bring with them. Criteria of any marketing plan should be based on facts. Organized and coordinated, programmed, budgeted, has to be in a set budget, should be flexible, controllable, internally consistent and interrelated, and clear and simple. The more complicated you make it, the more failure you will get. You have to incentivize travel. Your travel trip to motivate employee at work. Incentivized travel has become increasingly popular with a lot of cooperation in the last few years. So much so that it's become a huge market for the industry. Why incentive programs are successful? There are different levels. We discussed this in the previous chapters also. The level one, psychological needs, food, sleep, and so on, chatter. Level two, need for security and protection. Level three, social needs, friends, community, acceptance, status, for ego, self-confidence. And level five is the ultimate, is the self-actualization, self-fulfillment. An exhibition in the most general sense is an organized presentation and display of selection of items. In practice, exhibition usually occur in cultural or education settings, museum, art gallery, library, exhibition hall, world fairs, road fairs. Can include many things: art, culture, museums, smaller galleries, natural history, varieties of such items can be. A trade show is an event held for being together members of a particular industry. Major trade shows usually take place in convention centers in larger cities, last several days. And local trade shows help in local areas. You have the FICCI trade show, you have the FHRAI trade shows, you have trade shows made by different convention trade show industries. Expos, large international exhibitions. Expos are global events dictated by finding solutions to fundamental challenges facing humanity. By offering a journey inside a chosen theme through engaging in immense immersive activities, organized and facilitated by governments, and bringing together countries and international organizations. These major public events are unrivaled in their ability to gather millions of visitors, create new dynamics, and catalyze change in their host countries. Basically, what expos are, you have the environmental expo, you have the economic expos. These are all expos, where the world girls, countries, top countries participate, their finance ministers participate, their environmental ministers participate. These are all exposed. These are all done officially by countries and organized by countries. So they're the most successful of them all. Personalization is the use of data to tailor experience to individual guests. While experimental elements in the physical and sensory aspect of hospitality experience that create a memorable. Now, due to COVID-19, hybrid events started appearing into the market. So most of these moved on to the online arena. So virtual and hybrid events started. What did they do? What benefits it gave? It gave cost saving. You don't have to rent a room, no hiring staff, no providing a food and beverage. It had a wider reach, so those who could not travel were able to, come to these expos. Flexibility gave safety because it's virtual and hybrid. So, hybrid events in the hospitality industry were used in trade shows, conferences. Attendees participated online or in person. Training programs have been done hybrid. Team building exercises. All these aspects have moved hybrid. Prospects for the MICE industry are looking very bright. Although hybrid model is there, the prospects and the future of the MICE industry is bright. That the whole world, the economy of the world is global, because of which everything is interactive with each other. And with the economy improving, once again, renewed demand for exhibitions, meetings have come up, events have come up, brainstormings, and it's simply attracting more clients now than what it did during COVID-19. COVID-19 was an unfortunate era which affected everyone, especially the hospitality industry. So I'd like to end here and say thank you very much.